same sort of thing.
I don't really... What are you laughing at? Would you know one? I wouldn't know a term.
Well, of course, I probably react to these things because I've come from out of state and these things intrigue me and I listen to them and I store them up. That would be the word that I have heard more often, a part-time preacher. That's what he's called, a part-time preacher.
And more terms of relation here. My mother's sister would be what?
An aunt.
No, my mother's sister would be...
Oh, your aunt.
This doesn't have particular relevance here, but in that area where the R's are dropped, it's important to catch it in such an environment, as you well know, of course. If my father has a brother named William, what would he be to me?
Your uncle.
Uncle who?
Uncle William.
Crazy,
I'd probably call him Uncle Bill.
Yeah. Eisenhower, before he became President Eisenhower, was referred to as...
General.
And the head of the county court here is...
County clerk.
And the man who presides over the county clerk is... the county court is...
County judge.
A person who goes to school is...
Student.
And a girl who works in an office taking dictation, writing letters, and handling...
Stenographer.
Any other term for...
Typist, perhaps. Office
one who
girl.
Handles the personal correspondence of...
Private secretary.
And you'd say, you're not a Canadian, you're not a Mexican, you are...
American.
Person you'd find in Colored Town.
Colored man.
Colored man? Would this be the normal term?
I don't use nigger unless I'm real angry.
How about nigra? That's like nigger.
Texas. Texas and
deep south. No, we call them colored people, colored woman, colored man.
Uh-huh.
Colored town.
And then the term Negro itself would be a low term.
No.
Nigger.
Nigger?
Nigger.
Would be low.
Any special terms for Indians?
A lot of times we call them by tribes.
Uh-huh.
Creek. Cherokee. Most prevalent here, half-breeds, and just don't call them that to their face.
Out in the West, when they're speaking of Indians in a derogatory sense, they call them gut eaters. Because out there, they don't, the ranchers evidently don't have any use for chickens or any of that.
Okay, yeah.
And the Indians would come in and they would ask for the intestines.
Yeah, well, the colored people do that too. They buy them here.
Oh. Well, there they find out when they were going to butcher and they
mm-hmm.
just come in.
Well, maybe they...
Away. Very proud and very happy.
Oh, yes, they like chitlins.
And of course, probably laughing to themselves. Here was a white man throwing away some of the best parts.
Mm-hmm.
Any special terms for a poor white person? Poor, well, in that he's lazy, he doesn't care.
Poor white trash.
And a person who is ignorant, who has grown up, let's say, in an isolated or remote place.